The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is a fascinating story. If you've been listening the last several days, you know that John Piper has a new book out called Coronavirus and Christ. Coronavirus and Christ. Well, get this. Many of you are familiar with Mikey Weinstein, the founder of Military Religious Freedom Foundation. This is an atheist organization desperately trying to remove all semblance of Christianity from American military. I mean, just wipe out any Christian organization, foundation, anything dealing with Christianity. Mikey Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation wants to remove it from the U.S. military. Now, what in the world would that have to do with John Piper's new book, Coronavirus and Christ? Well, because an army chaplain shared the electronic version, which, by the way, you can get free at our website. I'll tell you how in just a moment. But get this. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation called for Senior Chaplain Colonel Moon H. Kim, the command chaplain of the U.S. Army Garrison Humphreys in South Korea, to be court-martialed. Court-martialed. They're demanding that a chaplain be court-martialed for, and I quote, sharing a PDF, electronic copy, of Piper's new book with 35 other chaplains via email. Really? A chaplain, through private email, shares a book with 35 other chaplains, and this atheist military organization wants the chaplain court-martialed. Well, Tony Perkins interviewed John Piper concerning this and asked him his thoughts on the controversy. And here, in part, is what John Piper said. Well, Tony, some of this is the criticism. I think it'd be fair to say that some of my views about what the Bible teaches, even rightly understood, the author of that letter hates. He hates what I think, Piper said. They are, he says, incendiary, bigoted, vulgar, not just because he misunderstands, but in part because he does understand, and that's how he thinks and feels about some of what the Bible teaches. This Mikey Weinstein is accusing Piper of saying that coronavirus is a judgment on the whole human race because of homosexuality. Now, he doesn't say that in the book. He does say that all sickness and disease is a result of sin. Piper went on to say that Romans 5:16 says that all death is a result of God's judgment on the human race because sin entered the world. Piper further noted that God is sovereign over all the coronavirus and sins and ends it when he wills. Then he went on in the interview. He said, He says, I do believe that the coronavirus is a call for repentance to all of us to bring our lives into alignment with the infinite worth of Jesus. I consider all of those views to be true because they're what the Bible teaches, and therefore they're very valuable to know. So I think it's not just that he misunderstands, but that he gets some things right in those quotes, and he just doesn't like them. So just because a chaplain shared this book with 35 chaplains in a private email, Mikey Weinstein wants this chaplain court-martialed. Wow. Now, if you want to know what's so controversial about this book, you can get it free for a limited time at our website, thewordcolumbus.com. This is the book that a chaplain shared that has infuriated Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and he has demanded that the chaplain that shared this book is court-martialed. Go to thewordcolumbus.com. And look for the tab, Coronavirus and Christ. You'll see it. It's prominent. It's on a rotating banner. If you don't see it immediately, just hang on. It'll come back around. Coronavirus and Christ. Click on that. Fill out a brief form. And then you can immediately download the entire book to your computer, your phone, your tablet, your Kindle, or whatever. But you can download it immediately, and it will be yours absolutely free. Can you imagine a book so controversial that a chaplain could be court-martialed just for sharing it with other chaplains? And the crazy thing is, he wasn't sharing it with the troops. He was sharing with other chaplains as a resource. Wow. Again, if you want to see what all the controversy is about, download it for yourself. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on Coronavirus and Christ. Fill out the brief form and download this brand new book by John Piper that is creating so much controversy. Speaking of controversy, I normally try to give you updates in the early part of the program, but just didn't have time earlier. If you were listening, I don't think it was yesterday. I think it was Tuesday. I shared with you that Chuck Todd, this last Sunday on Meet the Press, aired an incredibly deceptively edited clip of Attorney General Barr. It was edited in a very, very sneaky, disingenuous, deceptive way. It portrayed Attorney General Barr as making light of this whole Flynn controversy and the Department of Justice dropping the charges against Michael Flynn. And most of you are familiar with that controversy. The clip that Chuck Todd aired made it look like Attorney General Barr was making light of it, almost making fun of it. Well, it was, again, deceptively edited, because immediately after the clip that Todd aired, William Barr said, it's nothing funny, this is very serious, and the rule of law has been upheld. Well, Sunday night, NBC News, in a tweet, apologized, but it took two full days for Chuck Todd to actually get around to apologizing. He did it not on NBC, but on MSNBC. He kind of, sort of apologized and then threw CBS under the bus. What do I mean? The interview that was with Attorney General Barr was originally aired on CBS, but CBS aired the full interview. Chuck Todd chose to cut out the most relevant, the most important parts of the clip. But In Chuck Todd's apology, he said, "Oh, well, that's just the way we got it from CBS. Yeah, maybe I should have checked on it, but it wasn't my fault. It was, well, we got it from CBS." And he kind of sort of apologized, but ultimately blamed it on CBS. It reminds me of when King Saul got caught in the whole episode of the Amalekites in 1 Samuel. You may remember the story. King Saul was given an order from God through Samuel the prophet to search out the Amalekites and destroy them all. Don't save anything, anyone. Destroy them all. Well, he disobeyed God's command. Clearly disobeyed God's command. And when he is confronted by Samuel the prophet, Saul immediately begins rationalizing, making excuses. Well, the people made me do it and blah, blah, you know. That reminds me of Chuck Todd's apology. But at least he did kind of sort of apologize. Interesting. Interesting. All right. We're going to take a break and then we'll return. Lord willing, we will anyway. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I've said this many times before, so forgive me for being a little repetitious. But in the next 2-3 months, we're going to see probably thousands of lawsuits filed concerning the overreach of government concerning the COVID-19 crisis on the local level, county level, state level, and federal level. The courts are going to be filled, and I hope and I pray as a result, when all of it is over and the cases are tried and decided, that America as a whole will have a much better handle on what authority government has and what authority government does not have to control the lives of individual citizens when faced with a crisis. I think some states have done a pretty good job. Some cities, counties have done a pretty good job. Others, absolutely deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. New York, one of the worst. One of the worst. Listen to this headline. Cops arrest Brooklyn rabbi for letting kids age 11, 8, and 2 walk to the store. Here's the story. The charges against Noah Chuckoff, a rabbi, were dropped about 12 hours later. But the ordeal began when New York City police stopped the kids, ages 11, 8, and 2. The 2-year-old was in a stroller, as they were simply heading to their local bodega, which is a small candy and everything. It's a corner store. And it caught my attention because my wife's parents operated a small family grocery store up in Massillon, Ohio for many years. I mean, you talk about Americana, corner grocery store. And they operated for many years, and my wife grew up in that corner grocery store. Anyway, in New York, they call them bodegas. So these kids, 11, 8, and 2, the 2-year-old is in the stroller, they're walking down the street. The father, who happens to be a rabbi, is arrested. Quote, I can understand them stopping the children just to ask a few questions, the rabbi's attorney, Jason Goldman, says. But obviously, I don't agree with them charging the rabbi and keeping him for hours and hours while everything was going on with the pandemic. The police even sent an ambulance to the scene. Quote from the attorney, is there nothing more pressing a New York City EMT might need to attend to? Are kids going to be considered so neglected, endangered, that they might require emergency medical care merely by walking to the corner store? The rabbi was taken to the precinct and then on to central booking. His wife, 8 months pregnant with her ninth child, tried to bring her husband and the holy items used for prayer, but these were not given to him. It was refused. Eventually, the cops presented their arrest to the prosecutor. His attorney said, quote, the prosecutor ultimately decides if they're going to prosecute the case, and 9 times out of 10, even more than 9 times out of 10, they do. But on occasion, the prosecutor will make the smart decision not to prosecute the case, and that is what is happening here. The reason, the rabbi said, is because letting your kids go to the store is not actually against the law. On the contrary, it's perfectly normal behavior. Quote, if only cops harassing innocent families was a little less normal. That's a story out of Brooklyn in New York City. Kids are walking to the store, and the father is arrested. And then just one quickie before the top of the hour break. It's the story of Dr. Hormoz Shariat. It's a fascinating story. He was a Muslim that once chanted death to America. Well, that was until he moved to America, heard the gospel. He says, I got saved in America. He said, noting his heart and mind profoundly changed, and now I love America. I love Jesus. His ministry took root after his 16-year-old brother was arrested and held for 2 years by Iranian leaders. Rather than release the teen, the government put him to death. One day they executed him. They said, come get his body. We shot him. And by the way, you have to pay us for killing him. You will even pay for the bullets. Instead of inciting hatred for the Iranians, this man was filled for love. And now, the former Muslim who shouted death to America has established a ministry to bring Iranians to Christ.